you learn how to tell a story well, maybe that's your area.
When Faith Miller wanted to study journalism in college, she never expected this.
We begin with breaking news.
I did not expect that in school I would be reporting on real stories, and I did not know how much work goes into it.
Unlike their counterparts of past generations, students at the University of Southern California Annenberg School of Journalism learn to deliver news across all platforms, including television, radio, and the web. And that's not all, says Willow Bay, director of the School of Journalism.
But today, we expect journalists to be able to use all sorts of technological tools to research stories, to vet that research, to analyze that research. We expect them to be fluid in multimedia storytelling skills. We expect them increasingly to be their own marketing and distribution arms, to get their stories in front of audiences and to spread those stories as far as they can.
They learn all that in this brand new media center, the newsroom of the future, where student journalists who work on TV, radio, and the web sit side by side and collaborate. They also have to be tech savvy, and that means learning basic computer programming languages.
They need to know how the web works and be able to tinker with it.
Digital journalism professor Robert Hernandez demonstrates some of the cutting-edge web tools reporters can use to tell stories in a different way.
You can do 360 panorama through your phone, right? We can talk about what a tornado looks like, how it rips trees out of the ground. Through their phone, there's an app to kind of stitch that together.
Take a picture.
Students can also take a class that experiments with Google Glass, a device that connects to the internet and records video and audio. Will Fetterman is a print and digital journalism student.
I think we're entering a market now where if you don't have kind of a wide range of skills and have a little bit of knowledge of everything, you're probably going to have a difficult time finding a job.
The goal is not just to prepare students for the real world, but to also make them technologically savvy, so as technology evolves, they can also adapt quickly.
But with new technology, future journalists should tread carefully, says the Media Center's executive director, Serena Cha.
In the journalism arena, we've got to consider carefully, how do we teach students to use the tools responsibly? So, yes, new technology often raises new questions because you're able to manipulate reality even more than before.
Faculty members say at the core of all this technology, students still need to learn traditional journalism, how to write and tell a compelling story in a way that is accurate, fair, and balanced. Elizabeth Lee for VOA News, Los Angeles.
Save Lobeta's life.
You never think of one, getting this close to dying, and then two, you never think of actually having your life saved.
Rooney received his first